You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
In this week's property segment, we are looking at investing in the township property market. And this follows a recent investment that was made there. Orlando East Towers was launched. It's a 2,800 apartment estate. It's situated next to the very popular Orlando Towers. And if you have around 670,000 Rand or so, you can afford a two-bedroom apartment there. A three-bedroom will probably cost you a little bit more. But to get into a discussion on investing in the township property market, I'm joined by Tim Akinusi, the co-founder and CEO of mortgagemarkets.co.za. They are the exclusive home loan origination partner for the Orlando Towers estate. Tim, thanks so much for your time. Just given the recent launch, I mean, it's early days, it was last week, but what's demand looking like since the apartments came up?
Hi, good evening, Fifi. Yeah, it's been an exciting time. Demand has certainly lived up to the expectations. We held an investor launch on Wednesday, the 22nd, and that was well received. We've sold out, we've sold nearly 30 units already of the first segment that will be released, which is 136 units. And we only actually went out to the public on the 25th, and that's also been received very well. We have a sales hub at Maponya Mall and various other activation sites. And of course, potential buyers can go onto the website, orlandotowers.org, to be able to reserve an apartment. So it's just been, it's been really, really wonderful for a development of this nature to be launched right in the heart of Soweto, where, you know, if you look at every aspect of the development, it is no different to any other development in Four Ways or any part of the country that's seeking to attract first-time home buyers. It ticks all the right boxes in the context of its location, the amenities, even the quality of the finishings as well. Talks to a product that is really saleable. And I think, you know, first-time home buyers in the community of Soweto are absolutely going to benefit from this.
No, certainly. I mean, I'm just looking at pictures of the estate right now, and it's really pretty. It's really, you know, up to standard with what you do see elsewhere in the country, whether the urban areas or the suburbs or so. But how much did it cost you, the developers, this entire project?
Well, this project is going to be funded entirely by the private sector. So what I mean by that is that first-time home buyers would be in a position to get 100% bond from all of the commercial banks in the country. Nedbank is leading the charge with that effort. And on the development finance side, FNB and Rybex would be part of that. So in as far as the funding requirements, we expect that, you know, if you are in the market for a home and you qualify from an affordability standpoint and the credit's great, you'll be able to get funding for this development. Zero deposit for this, Fifi, which is great. We know the South Africans are very cash-strapped at the moment, so we can appreciate that. And we cover all of the costs from the transfer and the registration cost. And there's, you know, various other really nice features and benefits to this product. By using our service, the homeowner is expected to get 1 year's free Wi-Fi. That's 50 gigs of data and a free router for a full year as part of the feature when buying in Orlando Towers.
Mm-hmm. Tim, this is all sounding like a dream. And I don't know, the skeptic in me is just saying this, it sounds too good to be true. I mean, free Wi-Fi, zero deposit, not, or being in the position to even get a full 100% loan from the banks. What's the catch?
To be honest with you, there is no catch, except a lot of really dedicated people around this project, from Derek Stain to Louis Barnard to Norman and Timber from Rybex, who have really made sure that this project is well-priced, and we really put the customer first in making sure that if we were going to land a project like this in the heart of Soweto, we didn't want to do this for profit. We wanted to make sure that first-time home buyers and residents in Soweto and investors could really get in at a really good price and buy a product that's saleable. You know, one of the things that you would be criticized for in affordable housing is maybe price gouging or developing a product that was maybe outside of an economic hub, maybe 20 Ks away. But to make this work, you know that there's got to be a lot of really thoughtful, and experienced people to make such a product and such a package work all in one. So it's not too good to be true. It is here. We are going to be clearing the site and starting the ground break from the month of July. And like I said, we already had, over 30 people purchase property. So, I would say this is one of those once-in-a-lifetime things where you have a developer and a development that is really going to benefit the community. And it's not something that, one would just simply look at to say this is just another development that would benefit property developers.
Sure. But if you're looking to purchase an apartment from an investment point of view, you're obviously looking to do so with the expectation that the value of the property will increase over time. And how does that investment case stack up for people who are listening right now and wanting to know whether to buy or not to buy or to invest and not to invest in Soweto's property market?
Well, that's a really pertinent question because when you're looking at buying property in general, right, you want a property that is well located in the heart of hospitals, good roads, good leisure facilities, malls, access to, areas where you would enjoy your lifestyle, right? Because those are the things that really gives property its true value. As well as you want a development where the features are there, where you you have the ability to spend some time in the development through bright areas, a clubhouse, and facilities that keep you safe as well. So this development has all of those things. We expect that people will be able to buy this and it will appreciate in value over the long term. And they'll be able to, put themselves in a position where they have an asset that they can also rent out if they wanted to get a decent yield, because Barra Hospital is literally down the road. It's about 2 km away. UJ, which is a lovely university, is a kilometer and a half down the road. So, when you talk about the ability to have tenants in to be able to help you with repaying your investment, this is sort of ideal development that you'd want to buy into.
All right. Tim, thanks so much for joining the market update, telling us a bit more about your project. Wish you guys well, honestly. I mean, because I suppose Soweto is where I'm also from, so a bit of bias on that front, but a great initiative. Tim Akinusi, the co-founder and CEO of MortgageMarket.co.za.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.